two brothers from Brazil, Sergio and Odair Assad, began playing guitar together over 40 years ago. Today, they're legends of the classical guitar world, and they've released a new CD. It's called Jardim Abandonado. Banning Air has this review.
The guitar came to classical music as an interloper of dubious pedigree. Purists wondered, is Bach really Bach when edited to accommodate the limitations of a six-string solo instrument? Sergio and Odair Assad fly past all that. For one thing, two guitars playing together have the range and available fingers to tackle classical masterpieces without much editing. But more to the point, the Assads remain true to their Brazilian heritage, more about expression of spirit than any sort of purity. This is how Sergio and Odair Assad develop a composition by bossa nova icon Antonio Carlos Jobim. There are four short Jobim pieces on Jardim Abandonado, and they all sound more fit for the concert hall than the jazz lounge. Oddly enough, the rhythmic feeling of Brazil comes through more strongly on an excerpt from Scaramouche by French composer Darius Milhaud. The centerpiece and crowd pleaser on this sublime CD is Sergio Assad's 15-minute arrangement of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. The Assad brothers' repertoire even extends to family. In amongst Gershwin, Jobim, and Debussy, we have three elegant pieces by Sergio's daughter, Clarice. And Sergio himself contributes the CD's most electrifying composition, Daia li Osulina. Sergio and Odair Assad came up in the wake of Andres Segovia, widely credited with legitimizing guitar as a classical instrument. With their maturity and dazzling technical skills, the Assads easily qualify as masters in the house that Andre built. But happily, they aim for more. By bringing Latin American music, jazz, original compositions, and any other thing they please into the mix, they remain interlopers, loyal more to the humble, shape-shifting guitar than to any musical genre.
Banning Air is senior editor at Afropop.org. He reviewed Jardim Abandonado by Sergio and Odair Assad. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.